Lord's Hill Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
So, our theme today, reasons to be thankful. And like we said already, it's the first Sunday in 2021. It's the beginning of a new year. And it's usually that time we start thinking about things we want to do, the person we want to be, the places we perhaps we want to go to, maybe the room in a house that you want to decorate or the special someone you're hoping to meet. There's so many things we start thinking about at the beginning of the new year. It's also that time when people begin to get New Year's resolutions that they only keep for about 2 weeks, but they still set it. And so I have a question for you. I've researched what the top five New Year's resolutions are. So just shout out, what do you think they are? The top five resolutions. Okay, I've heard lose weight, yeah. Exercise is one of them as well, yeah. So you've got three more to go. No. Learn a new skill, yeah. Two more. Smoking, and then there's one more to go. No, it's save money and spend less. So those are the top five New Year's resolutions. And, you know, while there's nothing wrong with those resolutions, I think that this year, 2021, we can all strive to do something that's a lot better than all of those things. And that is to be more thankful to God, to develop a heart of gratitude, to actually count our blessings down one by one and say, Lord, thank you. You know, our God is so good. We often say that saying, and it's so true. God is God. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. And we sing that beautiful hymn. We sang it here a few times. It says, Lord, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. And it's true, we serve a good Father. He's there for us all the time. He loves us. He's kind to us. He heals us. He mends us. He restores us. He gives us strength. He comforts us. He sent his Son to die for us. He's given us new life. He prepares a place for us in the new heavens and the new earth. He gives us hope. His hand is always upon us. See, we as children of God have so much to be thankful for. You know, we serve a God who doesn't just delight in a thankful heart, but he commands that we're thankful children. In fact, it's his will that we are thankful children. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18, it says this, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Even in the Old Testament, God commands his people to be thankful. When we read in the book of Leviticus, God gives Moses all these instructions and ways that the Israelites can worship him. And they do that through offerings and sacrifices. And one of those offerings was called the fellowship offering. And that was for the people of Israel to express their gratitude and their thanks to God. Yes, the Lord takes delight when we're thankful to him. One thing about me that you may or may not know is that I'm a very, very curious person. I like to know why. I like to know the why behind things. Someone tells me to do something, I want to know why. If I read something, I want to know, yeah, but why? What's behind it? And sometimes it's a good thing that I'm that curious, and sometimes it's actually a very bad thing, but that's just how I am. And especially when I'm doing a Bible study, if I'm preparing a sermon, I want to know why. What's the why behind this? And so with this sermon, reasons to be thankful, I thought, okay, God, but why? Not why should we be thankful, but why is being thankful so important? Why is it something you've commanded us to do, God? And I want you to know why, because I know that when God gives us commands, it's not because he's trying to be a father who gives us these rules and tries to take away joy from our lives. It's because he knows us. See, God created us, our innermost being. He knows what we need to function. He knows how we need, what is good for us and what is bad for us. He knows what's going to help us to operate in the way that he made us. And so every command that he gives us is not for his benefit, it's for our own. And so I thought, okay, so what is it about thankfulness that is so good for us as children of God? And so to begin to answer that, I thought, okay, well, let's look at what happens when we're not thankful. And who best to look at than the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness about not being thankful? Now, some of you might not know that story too well, and that's fine. Church is a place where you come to learn. So if you don't know about that story, you can find it in Exodus all the way through to Deuteronomy. We read about everything God does for the Israelites. He sends Moses to rescue them from Egypt. He sends down all these plagues on Egypt so that Pharaoh would let his people go. He then parts the Red Sea so that they can cross. He sends down manna straight from heaven so that they can eat. He gives them water from the rock. Oh, sorry. He gives them water from the rock. He delivers them from the hands of the Amalekites. He made a covenant with them. He was patient with them. He showed them mercy. And after all of that, we read in Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard, his anger was aroused. In verse 4, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had the meat to eat. Remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, the melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we've lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna. Verse 10, the Lord became exceedingly angry and Moses was troubled. You see, the Israelites failed miserably to look at what God was doing, to look at what God had done, to look at the goodness of God and say, you know what, God, thank you. Instead, they looked at everything that they wanted and they didn't have and they became miserable. Stubborn people. God called them stiff-necked people. They were so ungrateful. And you know, sometimes when we read this story, I know it's certainly for myself, I read it and I'm like, what's wrong with these people? Look at all the miracles they saw. Look at what God has done for them and they're still complaining. And then I read it back and I said, Lord, let me see me in that story. What would my reaction be like? And he said, Jazz, you will be just like them. You will be complaining. You will be ungrateful. And it's the truth. On New Year's Eve, Pastor said, we all fall short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. And so sometimes we do not give God the thanks that he deserves. You see, the people in Israel, they were so focused on what they lacked, that they couldn't see the blessings that surrounded them. They were so focused on what they wanted that they were blind to see that God had given them everything that they needed. They were so focused on their present troubles that they were unable to see past that to the future land that God had promised them. But we're like that too. We get so caught up looking at our troubles, looking at our disappointments, looking at what we lack, thinking about where we should have been, but we're not there yet, that all of it surrounds us and we're unable to see God's goodness in our lives. We're unable to see what God is doing. We forget about the future that God has promised to us because we allow ourselves to get distracted on troubles. You see, to be thankful to God requires us to focus on everything that he is doing, everything that he has done, and everything that he's going to do. And when we begin to do that, when we begin to say, Lord, thank you because you are good. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your protection. Our hearts get so filled with joy that we don't have time to complain. We don't have time to focus on what we don't have. We just want to give thanks to God. And you see, that's why God commands us to be thankful, because he knows that when you're thankful, there you will find your joy. There you will find your freedom. There you will find your breakthrough. There you will find happiness. There you will find God in your faithfulness to God. That's why God commands us to be thankful. See, how does Satan try to take our joy? Have you ever thought about it? How does Satan try to take our joy? You see, he comes and he puts doubt into our mind. God isn't going to do it. God doesn't love you. He comes and he says, you got this problem, you got that problem. It's too much for God to handle. Nobody knows what you're going through. It's too much. That's how Satan comes and steals your joy. But God says, don't focus on your problems. Don't focus on your troubles. Don't focus on what you lack. Focus on me and give thanks to me. Do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts in Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, God wants us to get past surface prayers of thanksgiving. And if you want to develop a closer relationship with God, if you want to know his character, then you must get past surface level prayers of thanksgiving. Jazz, what do you mean by that? Dear Lord, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for the food on my table. Thank you for bringing me back home. Amen. Listen, I'm not saying anything is wrong with those prayers. We have to give thanks for those things that God has blessed us with. But you have to go deeper. What has God done for you that nobody else has seen? What breakthroughs has God given you? What has God done in your heart that nobody knows about? Pull it out and name it and say, thank you, God, for that. And when you say thank you for that, look at his character. I'll tell you what I mean by that when I say look at his character. But, you know, we read from Psalms chapter 138, and we only read verses 1 and 2. But as you continue reading the rest of the Psalms, actually any of David's Psalms, you'll find that when David gives thanks to God, he's not just generic. David names what he's saying thank you for. Lord, when I called you, you answered me. You greatly strengthened me. You stretched out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you saved me. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You, Lord, freed me from fear. He saved me from all my troubles. See, when we give thanks like this, we learn more of God. When we say, Lord, thank you for comforting me when nobody could, for indeed you are God. You are the God of peace. You are Jehovah Shalom. Lord, thank you for providing me with that job or providing me with that need, for indeed you are Jehovah Jireh, the one who will provide. Lord, thank you for healing me from that sickness, for indeed you are Lord Shalom and Lord Rapha, the one who heals. Lord, thank you for that situation that looks so bad, but you turned it around, for indeed you are Adonai, the master, and everything is in your hands. See, when you begin to name what you're saying thank you for, attach it to his character so you know who God is. We need to go past surface thanksgiving. You see, it's this type of thanksgiving which leads to a closer revelation of who God is. It's this type of thanksgiving that gives you endurance, that gives you joy. So when Satan comes and tells you, oh, God's not going to do it, you can say, yes, he will, because he's done it before, and trust me, he's going to do it again. Name what you're saying thank you for, and attach his character to it, because there is so much about God that he wants you to know, that he wants you to see. See, when you develop a pattern of being thankful, your testimony of God strengthens. Your joy increases. But here's the thing. Being thankful like this on a daily basis, it requires discipline. It requires you to make a conscious effort to praise God and give thanks to him about everything. Why? Because indeed the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh doesn't want to get up and thank God for nothing. What for? But your spirit is willing. Your spirit knows, I need to thank God because I need joy today. Every day is a battle. If God has been teaching me anything recently and reminded me, he said, Jazz, every day is a spiritual battle. Church, every day is a spiritual battle over your mind. You're either going to thank God and give thanksgiving to him, or you're going to think about your troubles and you're going to stay in your pit. That's the best way I can say it. Every day is a battle. That's why Paul tells us, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Putting on your armor is a daily decision. You have to put it on and put it on. See, in 2020, I kept on saying, God wants to use his body so much. There's so much he wants to do through us. But we have to begin to walk in authority. You have to understand that God has already given you the victory. He's already given us the armor. Put it on every day and win the battle. Because the victory is already ours. Look, we have a choice. We can either dwell on everything that is good and pleasing and righteous, and we can dwell on what God is doing and what he's going to do, and we can give thanks to it and experience his joy, experience happiness, experience his goodness, know his character. Or we can dwell on everything that's going wrong, all our disappointments, all the things we think we lack. And we can be sad and down and in this pit. And the choice is ours to make. Which one are we going to do in 2021? What have you got to be thankful for? And before closing the sermon, I want to quickly go back to the people in Israel during the Exodus. You see, God had saved these people. He set them free from slavery in Egypt. And when he set them free, he promised them a future in the land that he had planned for them. But you see, there was an in-between that had to happen. There was a journey that had to happen. They were in a land that wasn't their own, but God was with them. And yes, during this journey, things didn't go how they thought it would go. They didn't have the things that they wanted, but they had the things that they needed. But they didn't pay attention to that, and they didn't say thank you. And a journey that was supposed to take 11 days took 40 years. A journey that was supposed to take 11 days took 40 years because these people were ungrateful to God. They didn't count their blessings. They focused on what they didn't have instead of focusing on the promised land. Now we, as children of God, have been saved by God. We've been saved from the realms of darkness. We are free in Jesus Christ. God has given us so many promises. And yes, it is a journey to take. And yes, on that journey, things aren't going to go how we want it to go. But are you going to give thanks to God, or are you going to complain about everything you don't have? God has promises for you in 2021. Step into that promise. Give thanks to God. Keep your eyes on God, because you have thousands of reasons to be thankful. Are you going to be thankful and join with David as he says, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart before the gods. I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and I will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you have heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.